WTAW news time is about 4 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Traffic was backed up on Welburn Road during yesterday morning's commute while College Station police searched for a suspect after receiving multiple calls of shots fired around 4:20 a.m. According to the CSPD news release, SWAT and hostage negotiation teams helped with the search while officers from the Texas A&M Police Department and the Department of Public Safety helped with roadway closure on Welburn between William D. Fitch and Capstone. After a thorough search of the area, one suspect was located and taken into custody for a mental evaluation. No one was injured, but the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan and his wife Gina were on the train carrying dozens of GOP lawmakers to a Republican policy retreat yesterday when it struck a garbage truck.
Initially, I thought maybe we had derailed, but then after collecting my wits for a few seconds, I realized that we had hit something. And then it was about that time that the train drove past the wreckage of the truck.
The railroad crossing was equipped with warning equipment. Flores says it appears the driver of the truck ignored those warnings. He was asked during a visit on our show if it was possible that the truck was there on purpose.
I mean, there have been some theories floated about that. Yes, I mean, that is something that could have been the situation. We actually had a helicopter escort overhead. And I would imagine those folks were thinking, oh my gosh, this is unfolding right in front of my very eyes, and we can't do anything about it when that sanitation truck crossed the railroad in front of us.
One person in the truck was killed, and at least two others in the truck were believed to have been seriously hurt. Flores says the uninjured train passengers were transported to buses and continued on to the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia, where the policy retreat is taking place. A Belleville man was arrested last night for stealing a truck, but not before causing some major damage. According to the College Station Police news release, officers responded to the 100 block of Knox Drive at the barracks around 11:15 p.m., where an unknown suspect had just jumped into the victim's silver Ford pickup and drove away. Shortly after, officers received a report that the truck had hit four other vehicles at the intersection of Welburn Road and F&B Road. Witnesses told CSPD the truck had sustained major damage and was leaving a trail of debris and shooting sparks from a damaged wheel. With the help of the Bryan Police Department, officers found the stolen pickup on the side of the road at Highway 47 near Silver Hill Road. 18-year-old Joshua LeCount was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and driving while intoxicated. No injuries were reported. College Station continues to expand to the south, but it also continues to grow in the middle, and transportation is always a topic of discussion for local officials. Mayor Carl Mooney on our show says he, like many others, believe the only way to improve University Drive is to separate vehicular traffic from bike and pedestrian traffic.
And one possibility might be that the area that you now see as University Drive might become a mall through Northgate area, and University Drive would actually pass underneath.
Mooney says there is more pedestrian and bike traffic than ever before in the Northgate area, in part due to the growth at Texas A&M.
Knowing that the College of Engineering by 2025 is scheduled to have 25,000 students, the university's pushing by 2030 to be somewhere around 80,000 students.
Mooney says high rises and increased residential development in Northgate are also factors to take into consideration. This Saturday, you're invited to the Edge Community Center to hear from local candidates, bid on some cake, and eat some delicious food. Secretary D.D. Bright says they have not held their political rally and cake auction in several years.
We are reinvigorating a lot of the programs that we used to have. And what's been really gratifying is how many people have contacted us and are so excited about it.
Bright says candidates from all parties will be at the event.
We hope people come and enjoy it and get to learn who some of the people are who are representing them both locally, also in Austin.
Bright says after politics comes cake. No sign-up is required, but there are some rules.
It can't be a store-bought cake. You have to make it. Just bring a cake and bring it in something that you don't have to take home, because when they buy the cake, they'll be taking it home.
People are also welcome to bring their favorite dish for the potluck dinner. It all begins at 6 p.m. on Saturday at the center, located on Edge Schoolhouse Road. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Drivers have a big responsibility when they're on the road, and so do pedestrians. 680 pedestrians died on Texas roads in 2016. We all share a responsibility to bring that number to zero. If you're driving, always watch for pedestrians. If you're walking or jogging, always use a crosswalk and look out for oncoming vehicles. And everyone should put their phones away and pay attention. On foot or behind the wheel, always follow traffic laws. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 8:10. Let's do some weather. Sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Warm weather in the forecast for today, but it certainly will turn cooler by tomorrow. We have a cold front dropping into the northern part of the state this morning. Lots of cloudiness headed our way today, 70 to 75. Clouds tonight, 45 to 50. Cloudy, cooler tomorrow, highs 50 to 55. Remaining cloudy tomorrow night with the chance of a shower, lows 45 to 50. Scattered showers are possible Saturday, highs 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:10. Back in 1982, a show called Cheers premiered.
Hey.
Pretty
Sometimes
neat show.
Sometimes you want to go.
One of the great characters in that show was Cliff Clavin, because Cliff always knew some weird fact that nobody else knew.
Well, what I can't fathom is how one can drink ice-cold beer in freezing weather.
Cliff, explanation, please.
Now, how do you know he has one?
$5 says he does, 10 says it's a doozy. When the British ruled the Punjab, $10 all the way. They drank steaming hot pots of tea on the hottest days of the year to balance out their inside and outside temperatures. See, conversely, drinking an ice-cold drink on a cold day actually results in a more comfortable body temperature.
All right. Why do you drink ice-cold beer on a hot day?
Mr. Clavin. What else are you going to do with it?
Right. So, Cliff Clavin.
There you go.
When you were in Boston, Zach, did you go by the Cheers building?
I did. Yeah. I did. So, obviously, the set was in Los Angeles, I believe. So, they didn't actually film it in a bar in Boston. But the bar that it was kind of, I guess, supposed to be. Right, exactly. I went to that one.
Yeah, same.
Pretty small. Yeah, pretty small. But they have like a upstairs where they've got a bunch of paraphernalia and stuff you can buy. And I bought a hat. But
Gift shop.
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool.
Tell me you went to other places. Please.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was it. That was it.
Did anything else happen in Boston ever?
I may or may not have gone to the Bell in the Hand, which is the oldest pub in America.
Oh, nice. I went to somewhere called the Black Rose, maybe. I think it was a pub, too, but I guess not the oldest.
How about Bunker Hill? Did you do the Freedom Trail? Did anybody? Did you go
I
to
did.
MIT?
I went to Harvard.
I went to All Harvard. Right. I was there for maybe 24 hours total. Okay. It was a very short trip.
So. Okay. I did the Freedom Trail, and funny story about Bunker Hill. So we go there, and they've got a monument that looks much like the Washington Monument, right? Scott, you been there?
That's the Bunker Hill Monument.
Right, yeah. Right, but it looks kind of like a smaller version of the Washington Monument.
Right, yeah.
And it's got a spiral staircase inside this thing.
Right.
And again, this is the day after the 4th of July a couple of years ago. It's like 73 degrees outside. It's amazing. It's amazing weather. And we go to this thing, and I'm watching these people walk down the stairs, and they're all sweaty, they're out of breath, they're panning, da-da-da-da. I'm thinking, man, these Yankees, you know, seriously, it's wonderful weather outside. Sure. I don't know what their problem is.
Right.
I'll climb this thing, and I'll show them how it's done.
Yeah, right.
And I
we
forgot
all know
how
where
many
this
flights.
Is going.
It was like 280 flights of stairs to get up this thing, and I'm pulling myself by the railing.
Right.
I'm pulling myself to get up this thing. I can't feel my legs. I get up to the top, and you're in this little this crammed room, no water. There's no water up there. You're in this little cram room with everybody. Right. And I think I'm going to throw up in front of all these people.
Awesome.
And I stuck my head out the window, but I was okay.
Good.
I was able to keep everything down. But the rest of the day, my legs were shot. And that's the any leg day. It was worse than any leg day I've ever done in the gym.
I guess this has happened since. I don't know that it has. I was in Boston. I'm at Copley Square. And I look in one direction, and there's a Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
I look on the other side of the square, there's another Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had a few trips to Boston, but the other ones, we were just going to Boston College for volleyball. So it wasn't,
that's
again,
a nice part of town.
It was. It was really cool. And it was a gorgeous campus and rec center
Chestnut
where we played.
Chestnut Hill, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Fenway.
Yeah, I did that too. Hey, what?
So Zach climbs up the little Bunker Hill thing.
Yeah.
I went up the Washington Monument back when they allowed you to do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
No, that's true. So
security issues, but I walked every single flight of stairs up that baby.
Okay, thanks.
And I felt fine.
I'm at you like a spider monkey.
Oh, my God.
I had that saved just for whenever he called in.
Hello.
Just whenever he called in.
Good morning. If you want to go to the oldest pub in our nation, you go to Newport, Rhode Island, to the Red Line.
Oh, I've been to Newport.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't think I've been into the Red Line, though.
Yeah. Those were summer homes.
Sometimes it's hard to remember after you go to a pub.
People didn't live there all year.
The Bell in Hand says it's America's oldest tavern. So
maybe there's a difference between a tavern and a pub.
Yeah, a tavern's also kind of like a hotel, right? Like you can stay there.
Oh, maybe.
All right, so I'm in Newport, and one of my sons wanted to go see the summer homes, and so we went.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going through the kitchen, which was in the lower part of the house at that time, and they were selling preserves.
Okay.
And the name of the company was DeLucia Farms.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
And I said to the guy, wow, that's my name. That's really great. He went, okay.
Okay.
Okay, never mind.
Big deal.
Never mind.
It's not like you hear that every day.
That's right, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous area, though.
I really want to make a trip to Fort Zachary Taylor.
Oh, I didn't know there was one. Where is it located?
Key West.
I think
it's like the southernmost point. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So back to Cliff.
Oh, right.
Well, I'm gonna remember where we're going.
What were we talking about?
Let's see. Well, the thing is, the reason is you're going to maybe be at an event surrounding a football game where you see people who you wouldn't normally see very often, or maybe you've never seen at all.
Okay.
Is there a person among them who's a Cliff Clavin?
Oh,
who stands over there in the corner and, you know, with their beverage and tells you stuff, like 10 things, and maybe one of them is interesting, but that's Cliff Clavin, right?
Okay.
But again, this is a weekend where you're liable to be in a social situation like that.
Right, because of the memo.
And I'm not going to lie, that's usually me.
All right.
At least in my group,
we have our own
me.
Cliff.
Yes.
So I am going to give you information that you can either use to one-up the Cliff Clavin.
Ooh, nice.
Or be the Cliff Clavin.
Okay.
All right? So, mention it because Baked Alaska, right? We talked about that earlier today.
Yes.
This is Baked Alaska Day. Baked Alaska was invented in New York.
Okay.
Chinese checkers is a German game.
Wow, okay.
French fries are really from Belgium, but American soldiers stationed there thought they were French since they were speaking French.
Those dumb Americans.
There you go. The Baby Ruth Bar was named for Ruth Cleveland, the company's president's daughter, not Babe Ruth, the baseball player.
Oh, but it's pronounced Baby Ruth?
Yeah. I think I knew that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Buffalo wings, of course, are not named for the animal. They're named for the city.
Yeah. Okay. I picked that up. Yeah.
Got it. Well, I know, but some of these are not as that obvious.
Them bison wings.
Portland, Oregon isn't named because the city has a port. It was named for Portland, Maine.
Oh.
German chocolate cake was not invented by somebody in Germany. It was invented by a guy named Sam German.
Oh.
Yes. Originally called German's chocolate cake.
Ah.
The possessive form was dropped.
Okay.
Huh.
The Ford Mustang is often thought to be named after the horse. It's not.
Well, it has a horse decal.
It does. That's exactly
right. It's named after the plane, right?
Originally suggested by a Ford engineer who had an interest in P-51 Mustang fighter planes.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And the color orange is named after the orange, the fruit. not the other way around. Did you know that?
I figured that one, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you might... no, but think about it.
It's like what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, I guess you'd say that. Right. Exactly.
Wait, so the color.
Yeah, so the color orange is named after orange the fruit, not the other way around.
I wonder if you look up on Wikipedia if they have, like, when the color orange was invented, so to speak.
Right.
Like, why are you asking?
That's one of my pet peeves is when people ask me things that they can
Google.
I
was just putting it out there.
I don't know the quick answer, so it's going to take Go ahead. You have to say
Zach's
anything.
That's a slow typer, too.
Just quietly type. It's okay.
First recorded use of orange as a color, spelled the old English way, name in English was in 1512.
Okay.
So there you go,
Cliff.
I've got that
in my back pocket.
There are your Cliff Clavin moments, if you will, that you can use or, once again, one-up the Cliff Clavin.
Keep them in that back pocket and just wait for someone else to try to steal the show.
Exactly. Speaking of guys and cars and names and stuff, apparently about 1 out of 12 guys out there, apparently, I don't know if it was from Transformers or what, but according to a survey, 8% of guys say that they have imagined, or dare say fantasized, their car turning into a person.
Oh.
Hmm.
Like
well,
talking to them?
People do name their cars.
Well, now,
like Knight Rider?
Yeah. Now, we know that they name their cars, and that happens, right. But a third of the guys have named their cars, and most of them generally go with a male name, 37% have spoken to their car like it was a person. 31% believe their car has a personality. And 19% are spending more time with their car more than they are with their significant other.
Sometimes when I'm filling up with gas and it's like the whole tank, I just kind of pat my car a little bit and say, oh, girl was thirsty. He was thirsty.
I talk to my dog, but that's like a living thing. Jesus.
I feel like if my vehicle could talk, it would just tell me how it's in pain. It would be depressed.
Yeah, would you please Girl's retire
thirsty.
Me?
Yeah.
Right. It's a 20.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Come experience the genius of Leonardo da Vinci through 36 machines based on his visionary designs. Each machine has been faithfully constructed from Leonardo's notebooks by a modern team of scientists and craftsmen. Come see flying machines, the machine gun, the parachute, the armored car, the robot, and much more. This exhibit will be on display at the Bush Library and Museum starting February 12th. For more information, visit bush41.org.
821, News Talk 1620, WTAW. For almost 30 years, 66-year-old Gary Kelmer has been a bus driver for an elementary school in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, just outside Philadelphia. He's seen lots of kids grow up, and they all really thought he was a neat guy. Friendly, okay. Always in a good mood. Ooh, that's it. And he's a huge Eagles fan.
Okay.
Well, now, okay, so Zach, in your years of, you had to take the bus to school for a long time, right?
Yeah,
so
I was one of those underprivileged children.
Did you have the same bus driver for a long period of time?
No, not really. I mean, like in high school, I had middle school, high school, same bus driver. Yeah, so
okay,
yeah.
So like, how was this dude or dudette?
He was cool. He was an older guy.
All right,
my dad actually knew him because he had worked construction with him several years before. Previous.
Oh, okay.
Now, I've talked to y'all about Mrs. Tate's, my bus driver.
Yeah, right.
She was great.
Yeah, she was great. Okay, now how long was she your bus driver?
I think I only took the bus to school for 3 years, middle school, sixth through eighth grade. But one of our algebra teachers used to make these really cute little wooden signs, and they were custom so you could get people's names put on them and painted different colors. We all chipped in and had one made for Mrs. Tate's, and she hung it up in her bus.
Oh, okay. That's kind of fun.
Now, I had a different bus driver in elementary school. He gave us all rocks.
Why is that?
He gave us rocks that were painted with our names on them.
Oh.
I haven't,
Okay, yeah. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
All my bus drivers were coaches because we were just going to sports events.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't ride the bus.
I walked to school.
I did.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah, it was a smaller town, too. So anyway, he's a big Eagles fan. Kids on his route know the Eagles fight song because he sings it to them on the way to school. So a bunch of parents and former students did something for him this week. In 5 days, they raised $5,000.
Wow.
That was enough to cover two tickets for Gary and his wife, plus airfare and hotel.
Stop.
To go see.
That's amazing.
That is so cool. I just got goosebumps. Yep. That's a really cool story.
Gave him the tickets just as he was finishing his route on Monday. When he pulled up for his last stop, more than 60 people were waiting there to surprise him.
I got to find the video of that. Yeah, I'm sure they took one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of fun.
A feel-good story.
Here's the deal. He was even thinking about his upcoming retirement. Now he's planning to retire at the end of the school year. But after the big show, he says he may stick around for
a few. Leave these kiddos?
Yeah. So that's kind of fun.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
$5,000. So glad to hear that. All right, here we go, young people. Help me with this. Modern dating really getting so complicated that they're inventing a new dictionary for it, apparently.
Oh, okay.
According to the dating site Plenty of Fish, here are five new dating terms that are starting to be thrown around.
Okay.
Flexting.
Oh.
That's bragging a lot.
Oh, okay.
When you're messaging with somebody before you meet them.
It's like you're flexing your muscles.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
This is shocking. 63% of the guys are more likely to do this than women. I know. I know that's a
imagine
shock.
Imagine that, yeah.
Okay, cricketing. This is when you go days without responding to a text.
Yeah.
It's happened to 67% of people.
Cricketing.
Ghost busting.
Ghost, okay.
That's when somebody's trying to ghost you.
Right.
But you won't let them. And you just keep hammering them with messages until they finally
respond. Don't
that's
be a ghostbuster.
Stalking. Yeah.
This is not good.
That's called crazy.
Who you gonna call?
38% of people say someone's ghostbusted them in the past.
Yikes.
Really?
Yeah. Serendipidating.
Okay.
That's when you put off a date just to give yourself a little extra time to maybe meet somebody better.
Oh, yikes.
33% have done that. And phobating. This is when someone pretends to have a significant other on social media when they are single, usually to make their ex jealous.
Oh, wow. Okay, Manti Te'o.
19% have done that.
That's,
wow, you see
that's
how,
weird.
I was gonna
that
say, you
is
see how,
weird.
How
that's
twisted,
real weird.
That is
yeah.
how twisted that's
I could,
got.
I mean, I could guess a couple of those, but I've never heard of any of those.
Do they use an actual person, I wonder, or is it just like a fake person?
Does it matter? It probably doesn't
they
matter.
They have to have some kind of picture.
I guess you're going to get a picture, but you're going to get a picture any place.
Well,
I mean,
you
can drag a picture.
Have you ever seen like those internet fails where somebody like takes a picture and they're like sleeping and their boyfriend or girlfriend takes a picture of them sleeping and then they post it. They go, oh, bae caught me sleeping or nodding off or whatever, and then but there's a mirror behind them and you can tell that they actually took the picture
that's,
and they're
that's
by themselves hashtag forever alone.
Oh, that's sad.
Hashtag forever alone.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Rivals say Google continues to stymie competition in online shopping despite a record fine from European authorities and an order to modify its behavior. The European Union in June filed Google parent Alphabet $2.9 billion and ordered it to treat competing shopping services no less favorably than its own. Google says it's taken steps to comply with the ruling by creating a new system that it says treats all comparison shopping sites equally, but rivals say matters have barely improved and in some areas even deteriorated. Nevada gambling regulators have announced they're investigating sexual misconduct allegations involving casino mogul Steve Wynn, stemming from a Wall Street Journal investigation published last week. The billionaire founder, chairman, and CEO of Wynn Resorts has denied the allegations as preposterous and accused his ex-wife of instigating them for her own gain in litigation against him and his company. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
2017 was the year that cord cutting went mainstream. And with Super Bowl 52 just 3 days away, the good news for cord cutters is that watching the game has a pretty low-tech solution. Kim Commando with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. NBC was the first to live stream a Super Bowl game 6 years ago back in 2012. And they'll do it again for free this year, including all the pre-game and post-game hoopla. No password, no fees. Just go to NBC.com, NBCSports.com, or use the free NBC Sports app for iPhones, Androids, Apple TV, and all the others. And as I said, there's also the low-tech option, a TV reception problem that was actually solved 65 years ago. No cable, no satellite, and no streaming device. The Super Bowl is transmitted free of charge over the air in high definition. In most cities, an indoor TV antenna will do the trick. In rural areas, 40 miles or so outside the city, an inexpensive outdoor antenna is the easy solution. I'm Kim Commando.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Commando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way. Because these days, you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Shortly after the show yesterday, we received more information on why the area of Welborn Road between William D. Fitch Parkway and Capstone Drive was closed for nearly 2 hours. According to a news release, College Station police officers responded to multiple calls of gunshots fired around 4:20 a.m. CSPD SWAT and hostage negotiation teams were called to assist locating potential actors. After a thorough search of the area, a suspect was located and taken into custody for a mental evaluation. CSPD says this was not an active shooter event and no one was injured. A scary moment yesterday for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan and his wife Gina as they were traveling with other GOP lawmakers to a Republican policy retreat in West Virginia when their chartered train struck a garbage truck. Flores says at impact he thought they were going to derail.
Wondering, okay, are we going to turn over to the right or to the left? Because I wanted to figure out what to do with Gina and the folks around me. But then it became apparent that we had just struck something big. And it was about that time when you looked out the window, you saw the train go past the pieces of truck off the left-hand side.
One person in the truck was killed, and at least two others in the truck were believed to have been seriously hurt. No injuries were reported aboard the train. There are some portions of College Station that need a major overhaul, according to Mayor Carl Mooney. During a visit on our show, Mooney says one area they're taking a hard look at is University Drive.
It's occurred to a number of people, myself included, who believe that the only way we're really going to improve University Drive is to have separation of vehicular traffic from bike and pedestrian traffic.
Mooney says one possibility might be turning the Northgate area into a mall with University Drive passing underneath.
Knowing we've got more pedestrian and bike traffic than ever before in Northgate, thanks to the high rises, and there's others that are under construction right now, which means that there'll be more to come.
Yep.
And other changes that just boggle the mind right now.
Mooney also referenced the rate Texas A&M is growing, but he says they'll be ready for it. The Edge Community Center is bringing back their political rally and cake auction this Saturday. Secretary Dee Dee Bright says candidates from all parties will be there.
Giving their 4 to 5 minute speech about what their focus is on their campaign, and then they're open for discussion or questions from people.
Bright says what everyone is really excited about is cake.
County judge's wife called and wanted to know if Mrs. So-and-so, is she still baking cakes? My gosh, her cakes were just the best.
Bright says she's still deciding between a white chocolate raspberry or chocolate peanut butter.
At this point, I'm kind of leaning toward doing both.
Saturday's event starts at 6 p.m. at the center on Edge Schoolhouse Road. Bakers can bring their cake to the center between 4:30 and 5:30. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 56 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location next to Kroger's on Boonville and Bryan or in Caldwell on Highway 21 across from the Civic Center. H&R Block.
835 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik making a difference. Here are the numbers.
Warm weather in the forecast for today, but it certainly will turn cooler by tomorrow. We have a cold front dropping into the northern part of the state this morning. Lots of cloudiness headed our way today, 70 to 75. Clouds tonight, 45 to 50. Cloudy, cooler tomorrow, highs 50 to 55. Remaining cloudy tomorrow night with a chance of a shower, lows 45 to 50. Scattered showers are possible Saturday, highs 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, if this doesn't guilt you into calling your mom more often, just letting you know that according to a recent survey on loneliness, calling your parents more often could actually help them live longer.
Oh.
Okay. My mom and my dad usually do the whole "you're it" whenever I call.
Oh, really?
Really?
So they don't want to talk to you.
Do they actually answer the phone and hand it off?
Okay, that was more so when I was in grad school because I'd call home crying all the time. But since then, now I call and I can tell when she's in the middle of a show because it's this like,
Yeah.
I'm like, are you watching Blue Bloods? Are you watching NCIS? Yeah, kinda. And you're like interrupting.
Oh, look.
Okay, Mom, I'll call back later. Never. Bye.
I love my mother to death. No, get me wrong. She's probably listening too. But sometimes she'll eat when she's talking to me. or she'll just be doing different tasks around the house and things and ask me to repeat myself. So,
My mom is always happy to hear from me.
Oh, my grandparents love a phone call, and they love to hear from us. And my parents do, but I think because I live here and I see them more often, I tend to just be annoying.
Yeah, my parents never do the "you're it" thing. They both want to talk to me.
Well, hello, again, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, a couple of things. Did y'all celebrate our loss? I'm sorry, I'll get my stuff together. February 1st, we lost Columbia. And the 28th, we lost Challenger. And the 27th, we lost Apollo 1, all in a six-day window over the years.
We did. That's
crazy.
Statistically, that happens.
That they're so close together.
Does one of your parents answer the phone and actually hand it off?
No.
Okay. All right.
So, again, when I was in grad school, I used to call home a lot, and I usually wasn't very happy. And so they would always know when it was me calling, because I guess caller ID or whatever. And mom said they would just always kind of look at each other.
Oh, wow.
And be like, you want to take it this time?
Wow.
All right.
They didn't want to hear all your moaning and groaning and complaining.
No.
And sometimes people call their parents and weather brag.
Yep.
Yep. which it'd be like today, right?
You bet, yeah. You know, they're busy always digging out from snow this time of year. Right. And, you know, but they get the flip-flop side of that. And in August, you know, today is like a nice, you know, August day in New York State. But
let's wait. Well, we're going to be at 67 today. No. So what's going on at your place?
Oh, well, you know, you want to call home and tell them they've adopted a pet or something like that. My mom adopted a cat last year. And
oh, okay.
She hasn't had a kitten in the house in ever. So she's really calling and being like, oh, he's doing this. Okay, because he's bored, mom. you know, if we have lots of options for you to adopt. We've already seen an uptick in the puppy season already. And we want to remind everybody, you got a puppy for Christmas, get them vaccinated. If they're not microchipped, get them microchipped. And as the weather is nice today and over the weekend, you may need to you might want to take your dog out and walk and whatnot. Make sure they're microchipped. Make sure that information's up to date. Do you have your current county Brazos County tag? Because county tags are required for every dog, cat, and ferret living within Brazos County, including both the cities. So sometimes people are like, well, I don't live in the city. Well, it's not a city only ordinance. It is a Brazos County ordinance. So regardless, Bryan College Station's your address, you need to have a Brazos County tag. Sure. And there's some benefits to that tag as well. If your pet is picked up by animal control and our animal control officers, regardless of any type of tag, they're going to do a great job trying to get your pet back to you. But generally, the information's a little more current if it has a Brazos County tag on it. But if it is impounded at the shelter, and we see this as we have, you're making your spring break plans and you think you have a responsible friend watching your pet. You probably don't, by the way. The pet ends up in the shelter. We will hold it for up to 10 days instead of the general standard 3 days, which is across the state of Texas. And I believe both our shelters here in the community do that. So if your pet is injured and comes into the shelter, we'll pay up to $500 a stabilization treatment for your pet. And we're not asking you to pay that back. It's part of the benefit of having your Brazos County tag. We hope that it links with your microchip, because if your pet's tag falls off its collar, or maybe it loses its collar somehow on its little gallivant Bryan College Station, but we scan it for a microchip and we can match that it does have a Brazos County tag, it's still honored as if it's wearing it, because we do know it has a current one.
Okay.
So if you're not sure if that information connects, you can call the shelter or send us an email as well, and let us know what your current address is and whatnot, or microchip information. That updates it here locally, but that does it nationally. We at the shelter have, years ago, we used the Avid chip. So if you adopted a pet from us, then yeah, that information's in our database. There's also some information that you need to be doing to send it in nationally to get that registered, so that if you are here locally or not, if a person finds a pet and they take it to a vet clinic and they scan it for a microchip and we can tell based on the sequence of the numbers what type of chip it is, or we can put it into a database that'll tell us what type of chip it is. Then we're going to call that company. So the vet clinic calls the Home Again company or whatever it is, and they say, oh, this is the address, the contact information. Maybe that's not the most current, because if you only updated it with us here at Aggie Lane Humane Society, that's
right.
One database.
Right.
And it is important to get that nationally updated, so that if your pet goes missing, if someone brings it to someone other than us, which is highly likely,
yep,
we can get your pet back to you.
Okay. And again, they're always good to have, but you need to keep that information up to date, just like you would anything else.
Right. Exactly. It's one of those things. If you're moving, make sure you get it up to date. And we recommend in our database, you know, when people adopt pets or have our pets chipped with us, because we do microchipping for pets that were not adopted from us, you can just bring them in anytime, to put an additional contact information maybe your mom or your grandma or something like that, somebody you're not necessarily maybe going to travel with or is less likely to move than you. So that way, if something, I mean, we will send information to every address, every contact we have if your pet ends up with us to try to get a hold of you. And, you know, if your mom's not moving or hasn't changed her number as often as you, it's a better chance that we're going to get a hold of you. And at least she can give us, oh, no, that's his old address. Here's his current information. And we can get that taken care of.
Sure. Okay, so chips and anything else that's going on at the shelter, they want some more information,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. And with our spay neuter services, we have grant money for feral cat spays and neuters for $5.
Oh, wow.
So more information, you'll just have to call our front desk on that and make an appointment, and they'll get you all squared away with how to get those outdoor cats spayed and neutered before kitten season is in full steam.
Right on. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate
yes.
it. Visit with folks from Humane Society on Tuesdays. And also from the City of Bryan, and David Worley's here this morning from BTU, which is part of the City of Bryan. Connor, how are you this morning?
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Good. Listen, you and I spoke, a week ago Wednesday, and we were talking about the utility bills and, you know, cold weather, and they were going through the roof, and it's going to be 67 today.
Well.
But we still need to talk about if you've gotten your bill. And I guess we've gone just about through all the cycles. Almost everybody's gotten their bill from the cold weather?
Everybody's seen it.
Yeah,
so.
Including
me.
many of them have been in touch with you, right? And I think you tried to get ahead of this thing, but it happens.
Right. And this is typical in Texas because we'll have some ultra-cold weather for a few days, and then by the time everybody starts getting their bills, it's nice and mild, and it's hard to remember. But there were 128 hours below freezing in January this year. The year before was 60 hours, and in some years we might have a dozen hours. So.
Sure.
Definitely bills have taken a spike. We also had a 15-degree low on January 17th. And so all of those things add together for really high electric bills because a lot of the heat pumps that we have that are very efficient for, you know, 360 days out of the year, about 5 days out of the year, they might have to kick a heat strip on. And so the energy use goes up exponentially at that point.
Now, you do have a plan where people get kind of an average bill over the year. Tell
yes,
us
sir.
How that's calculated.
It's just that. It's averaged out. There is a true up, you know, at the end of the year of that cycle. But it just helps people plan their budget. The issue you have with this type of cold weather is there will be a true up at that point because you're out of the average at that point. So. You know,
if anybody's ever signed a balloon note, that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's kind of a balloon note, yeah.
So, and that may really be significant. Now, again, we don't have we didn't have extremely hot weather this year,
right.
So I guess that helped a little bit. But, I mean, that true-up could be $200, $300, maybe more in some cases.
Yeah, it could be more. And, you know, Texas utilities typically peak in the summertime. And so, you know, our all-time peak was in the summer of 2016 in August.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually hit a peak of 320 megawatts, so 320 million watts at a peak.
When we're normally rocking it about.
On January 17th.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So if that happens, there's some shock involved there. And I don't know, is what are their options if that's just a whole lot of money that really breaks a budget?
Right. Well, we do work with customers to the extent we can, but, you know, we have some limitations. And so we have to keep customers' bills current to make sure they don't fall too far behind. There are some agencies in town that will help people out with bills if they qualify. You can call 211 actually and get a list of all the agencies that are available to people. So
okay.
We work with those agencies quite a lot.
Can't control the weather, just got to kind of live with it, such thermostats, which you can afford, and try to live through the other times. All right, what else you got? I know you must have some sort of an amazing factory. Y'all are doing something amazing there at BTU.
Well, we try to do a lot of amazing stuff, Scott, you know that. But mostly we just try to keep the lights on and the rates nice and stable. With Texas, with all the natural gas we've had and wind generation, the wholesale price of power is typically very low. It's been low for the last couple of years, and that's good. It keeps utility rates stable. But as the Texas market works, when you hit these super, super high or lows, you also hit very high market prices. And so the market cap in ERCOT actually went up to a $9,000 cap for a megawatt hour.
That used to be like 1,500 or something?
Before that it was, on a typical day, right now, today it'll be $25 maybe. And so it can go to 9,000. And your utility absorbs that through its fuel rate. And so, you don't want to be on the wholesale market.
Well, yeah, and without getting too far in the weeds, the good thing is that when you've got the ability, you can go out and sell some of that power to other people, so they're kind of helping out.
Yeah, that's right. BTU is very active in the wholesale market, and all of that money flowing one way or the other is in our fuel account. But when we're able to generate and actually make money during some of those periods, but that all goes into the fuel account to the benefit of our customers. And I should say, too, ERCOT set a peak during this last cold snap, too, and they set a new record, about 6 megawatts higher than they were the year before. It was about 65,000 megawatts. So.
Again, an important thing to do is if you can't afford it, get in touch with somebody. Don't just not pay it, because that causes trouble for everybody.
Not pay it doesn't work very long. Yeah. So, yeah, we do give our customers a little extended period just as our normal course of business. Over a lot of utilities, but you have to catch up on the bill. So contact us if you're having problems, or call 211.
Now, if they called in, could they find out when they're what was the term you used for that big balloon payment at the end? What's that called?
That's the folks that are on our budget billing.
Do they know when their anniversary is, or can they call and find out?
We communicate with the customers back and forth, and of course everything's online, so our customers can sign up online and have access to their account, see their interval data, so it'll tell them what their meter's doing at every hour. So they can actually go back and do a lot of research themselves about when the cold weather happened, because on that graph that shows their load, there's also weather data for the high for the day and the low for the day. And so a lot of times, rather than calling and telling us your bill's high, we know that. My bill's high, your bill's high.
Everybody's
right, good. Everybody's bill got high. But you can go online and kind of look at that. You can see what your house was using or your business was using all through the month.
BTU, David Worley, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. There will be lots of challenges facing the District Clerk's office, our courts, and our litigants in the near future. I am the only candidate in this race with the knowledge and experience to handle the tasks of this job on day one. I'm confident that I can perform the task. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Come into your local Toyota dealer today and get amazing deals on a ruggedly capable new 2018 Toyota Tundra. Engineered from the ground up to indulge your sense of discovery and expand your horizons. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions, like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff, so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, Mr. Downs, he tried to send me...
He tried to send you the music.
Yeah, he saved it someplace for me. Like, I got to go in and find that.
Yeah, we all got that email yesterday.
What I was trying to do is I was trying to find... All right, let me see. There it is. What I was trying to do was find it played by Kazoo.
Ooh, nice.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
See, this is far too serious.
Too serious.
Okay. I hope he's not listening. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take that to Brad.
Oh.
And I'm going to say, Brad, here's the file. I want you to screw this thing up as much as you can, and then we'll call him.
But still recognizable.
Tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll call him tomorrow so you can do that.
Yeah.
And then I have this other thing about apparently the 10 places that cat owners are supposed to take their cats.
Okay.
You're supposed to take cats outside?
I thought maybe give it to another
public?
Cat owner.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, yeah. So anyhow, we'll...
The pound?
We'll,
yeah, ooh, I'm just kidding.
Man.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
Okay. I like cats.
So, Monopoly.
Okay. Yeah.
Last time you played it was...
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Several years ago.
That's what I'm thinking of. And
I don't even know if I've ever finished a full game.
Well, that too. I mean, it's just, it's from another era.
It really is.
When it was okay for the game to drag on for 2 hours.
Mm.
I guess if you made it a drinking game, it could probably last.
Yeah.
Back when the guys were guys and the gals were gals.
So here's the deal. Hasbro knows that everybody cheats. So they have just announced a new version of the game called the Cheaters Edition.
Oh,
okay.
Basically the same as regular Monopoly, but it comes with a special deck of cheat cards. Everyone pulls one before the game, and then they have different challenges, including steal money from the bank.
Okay.
Remove a hotel from somebody's property. move another player's token instead of your own.
Oh, that's fun.
That could, yeah.
Yeah.
Give somebody less money than you owe them.
Okay.
And if you successfully pull off the cheat without getting caught, then you get a reward.
Okay.
But if you do get caught, there are penalties like going to jail.
Oh.
And, of course, Monopoly jail is not real jail. It'd be pretty extreme if you could get arrested
for cheating.
That
would be crazy.
Yeah.
You're going to jail.
It was real life.
Monopoly cheaters scheduled to come out in the fall cost about $20.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It can only happen if you're sitting around with a bunch of people who are not paying attention.
Right, yeah.
And if they do, then that's fine, too. All right, the Kardashian clan has signed on for a modeling campaign with Calvin Klein.
They have.
Oh, thank goodness.
What it says here.
Yeah, well, they've already posted pictures.
Doesn't Calvin Klein make menswear?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but they do female stuff, too.
Yeah.
And in all of the pictures, Kylie is noticeably hiding her stomach. Because she's the one who still hasn't actually come out and said she's pregnant. Even though we all think she is.
Right.
What if it's just some publicity
it
stunt?
It could be. This is my theory. Either it truly is a serious, like, she's high risk and doesn't want to come out and say it in case she loses the baby, as morbid as that sounds.
All right.
It happens.
I understand.
Or it's she is pregnant and doesn't know who the father is, and so they're waiting for the baby to be born so she can get a paternity test first.
Okay.
Or it is just a huge publicity stunt. She's pregnant and just wants it to be like this whole drawn out ordeal.
What if the Kardashians went on Maury? That would be amazing.
Oh, that'd be great.
You are not the father.
I just don't even know where Maury is. I didn't know Maury was
on daytime television.
Hey, Katherine Heigl is going to join Suits.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You know, we talked about how Patrick and Megan are leaving.
Yeah.
And
so she's going to become a regular, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Play a new partner at the Pearson Spector Litt law firm who challenges the status quo.
Oh.
So we'll see how that works. March 28th, second season.
I've seen some things where she's not necessarily easy to work with.
Oh, is that right? Well,
yeah.
We'll see how that we may end up with some really neat stuff to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Fox is doing a new sitcom called Dan the Weatherman.
Okay.
Who, after being fired from his original station, winds up at the neighboring Spanish TV station.
Nice.
No word on who will play Dan or any of the others. But,
okay.
That sounds like a WKRP.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Television.
It's amazing because you know that thousands of ideas get pitched every day.
Yes, you're right.
And it's amazing what actually comes out to fruition.
Yeah. Also very true. Get this. Jim Parsons, okay?
Yep.
Making like $20 bazillion a year, right?
Right.
Yep.
Doing, what's his name? What's his cat?
Sheldon Cooper.
Sheldon, yeah, exactly. Has been added to the cast of the upcoming Ted Bundy movie, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. That's the name of the movie. And Ted Bundy, of course, was a serial killer in Florida. Parsons is playing Larry Simpson, the lead prosecutor in the 1979 Miami trial that finally convicted Bundy.
Okay.
Zac Efron is going to play Bundy, and then there's some other people in there as well, Jeffrey Donovan and Haley Joel Osment. But, I mean, you talk about...
So it's a serious movie.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You talk about flipping your image.
Right. Yeah. Well, even like Zac Efron, like this most serious thing he's done is like a rom-com.
We'll see what happens, but Jim Parsons is a prosecutor in
Interesting.
Parsons has played some pretty serious roles. He was in the movie. I watched it like last week with the four African American ladies who worked for NASA.
Oh yeah, sure.
He was in that. That wasn't a comedic role.
Did not know that.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, so he has done some other work. All right, a couple of minutes still.
Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater are now United Ag and Turf, and we're united with you and your land. We know how hard it is to care for your land, and we're here to help you get the John Deere equipment and solutions you need. When it's you, us, and John Deere in the field, you'll notice how much easier it is to work your land. Our year-end clearance event is going on now, so get special pricing before it's too late. Stop by United Ag and Turf today or visit us at unitedagandturf.com.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time, satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Okay, as mentioned, if you ever wondered what it was like to be a big fashion model, well, now's your opportunity because E! Entertainment says that they're going to have a new series called Model Squad.
Oh, Lord.
Which will reportedly bring you up close and personal in the lives of 9 models. I don't know who any
of them
are. Is
that not America's Next Top Model?
Yeah,
I thought that's what that
probably
was.
Probably so. Anyway, so we'll see.
Okay.
Looking forward to that. It'll kick off on Feb 12.
America's Next Top Model, you're trying to become a model.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
By the way, Hidden Figures was the name of that
movie. That's it. I knew we'd do that.
Good
and
job.
Anyway, I was not trying to give a short shrift, but remember, it was on this date in 2003 when the shuttle Columbia exploded. Back tomorrow, WTAW College Station, Bryan.